Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another edition of What We Are Reading. And what I'm reading at the moment is this great little book called The Search for God and the Path to Persuasion by Peter May. A terrific book helping us to think about how we share our faith with people, especially in the modern climate of ideas. And in this chapter, which is chapter 10, entitled Propositions in a Postmodern Culture, he's dealing with the idea of how we share objective truth in a culture that, to some degree at least, has done away with the idea that truth can be absolute, that things are relative in that postmodern sense. Yet the gospel cannot be all relative. As the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then we are, of all people, most to be pitied. Chapter 15, verses 14 to 19. And indeed, postmodernism, with its idea that all things are relative, cannot be sustained even as a concept. If there's no such thing as absolute truth is the claim, but yet that itself is a claim of absolute truth. So relativism, as the writer says, cannot even be stated, let alone lived by consistently. So what do we do, given that we are now in this culture and in this world? How do we approach sharing truth, what we believe to be verifiable and objective truth, with people who have a hard time accepting such things? What Peter suggests is that we avoid two B's. The first is believe, and the second is Bible. Now, there's a place for that, both Bible and what we believe. But let me let Peter explain himself in this paragraph. As we engage in dialogue, we must be on our guard for relative thinking. One of the commonest ways we walk into it is by saying, I believe. The moment we do that, we are encouraging an exchange of all sorts of equally valuable ideas that people may believe. And we don't need to use the B word. What we believe is actually irrelevant. What matters is what is actually true. So it's much better to say, Jesus taught this, the Apostle Paul wrote that, the gospel writers claimed. This promptly establishes our thinking outside of subjectivism and places the burden on the history and credibility of the source you quote. True, you may then have to defend the historicity of the New Testament documents, but then you should learn how to give reasons for the hope that you have that they are reliable and authentic. The documents are fundamental to the Christian case. So what do you think about that? He suggests that we stay away from the Bible says, and we stay away from I believe, and instead focus on what Jesus said. Are you ready to defend the Bible as an historical document, as something that's credible and reliable? That's a whole nother conversation and a whole nother video, but it's something that we must be willing to do. If we only talk about what we believe, it's too subjective. If we only talk about the Bible says, then we can create a barrier for people who have a difficulty accepting that the Bible really is the Word of God and is credible and reliable, at least as a historical document, whether they choose to believe what's in it or not, at least to accept it as being reliable. So what do you think about Peter's ideas there? You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. Love to hear what you have to say about these topics. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.